Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show, where ordinary heroes tell extraordinary stories during unique and never been heard before conversations with your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Hillary's unique listening and way of asking questions results in conversations that aren't usually talked about, so you can create the life that you really want but are afraid you can't really have. We are demonstrating the greatness in the human spirit and creating a world where we all reclaim our birthright of joy, happiness, purpose, and passion. Now, here's your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show. And today we have a very special guest. But before I introduce her, I'm going to promote one of my books before we promote her best-selling book. This is Your Bullshit is Your Blessing. If you've been spending time fixing yourself and want to have more fun, this is the book for you. It's on Amazon. You can either look under my name or just call it up and let's have more fun together. And now I would like to introduce Dr. Randy Shannon, naturopathic doctor, who is the just recently best-selling author of Tongue Tales. She just found out that she's number one, and welcome, Randy.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and I'm just honored to be here. You have such a wonderful intro, and I checked out your site, and you know, I just love a new entrepreneur and somebody getting up and going, and I think you're going to take this really far. So it's amazing. And I'm really glad to be on your platform.
All right. Well, thank you, Randy. And I didn't do your intro justice. I know you've had your own show, right? And you've been on Sean Hannity and Charlie Ward. And my first question, if you don't mind, is how do you do all this? You're a naturopathic doctor and you're on shows and you're writing books. Like, how do you do it all?
You know, there's not enough hours in the day, that's for sure. So I could be four lifetimes, five lifetimes and still not get it all done. And it's funny because I do work and I'm like, how does anybody get it all done? But I realize I do take on more than the average person. So I don't have a walk-in clinic. People from all over the world come to me through virtual methods like this. So they will send me pictures for what it is that I'm looking for. As a naturopathic doctor, my expertise is I look at the face, the fingernails, and the tongue. So I use methods that most people never do. Mine is 5,000-year-old original medicine. And I work on the so-called 1,000-plus incurables. You know, there's more and more diseases that keep getting added to the list. And the medical doctors will say that they're progressive and they don't get better. And in fact, they're pretty much all reversible. And, you know, so we don't have to use the word cure. Mainstream doesn't love for anybody to use the word cure anymore. They kind of coined the phrase, I guess. And the thing is I don't do that. I look at your tongue, your fingernails, your face, and our body tells a story. So just like when you take a tree and you cut it in half and you look at the lines and things that are on there, and it'll tell you if that tree was exposed to fire or pestilence or flood, our faces, tongues, and fingernails do the exact same thing. And it's all correlated with the organs in our body. So the kidneys, the liver, the pancreas, the spleen, the heart, the digestive area. How's your blood flowing? Do you have candida? Do you have a liver problem? We can see all of that. And I'm one of the rarest naturopathic doctors in this country. And it's never been debunked, this method. If it could have, they would have done that already, but they can't. And so the MD method has been around for about, since about 1910, 1915. So they are the alternative. I am the original, and nobody can take that away.
And why would you say, if yours is the original, that so many people went to this MD method instead of sticking with yours, tried and true?
I mean, you know, America was a new country, and in 1910, 19 to 19, about 15, the Carnegies and the Rockefellers sent a guy around to all of the naturopathic schools. That's all it was. We just don't know that. We've not been educated on that. And so they sent this gentleman around. His name was Abraham Flexner. And he went around and he looked at all of our remedies and all of the tinctures and things that we were using. And then they took that. And so take it, for example, Tylenol. Tylenol came from the naturopathic remedy, which was white willow bark. Okay, the bark from the white willow tree. You take that, you grind it down, pulverize it, dry it out, bada boom, bada bing, you have painkiller. You have your headache medicine. But what they did then is they took it and they made it like 1 degree off. And it just so happened the Rockefellers and the Carnegies had tons of money. And so they put their patented medicine into the schools and they slowly shoved the naturopaths right out the door after they basically stole everything from them. And then they made them look like the word was quacks. Like, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. Well, no, they knew exactly what they were talking about. So patented medicine is synthetic, and the body hates synthetics. The body does not want you to put anything synthetic in. It only wants real deal, things that it can actually absorb and do something with. The brain recognizes those things. And you know, God said in the Bible, I've given you every herb. It's right here. And we've always had it. It's not taught in schools. And so people have no idea, you know, and you have to go to a special school for that, a very specialized school, which is naturopathic medicine.
Right. So I kind of know the answer to this question.
Okay.
Why did the Carnegies and the Rockefellers do that? If what we had was working, why would they do something so ridiculous to give us synthetic stuff when we could have had the real thing?
Well, they kind of want to own the world and do, right? So, you know, there's always been dictators and tyrants all throughout the dawn of time. So, you know, not everybody has your best interest at heart. I think we've kind of found that out over the last couple of years for sure. I think a lot of people got woke up to that fact. You know, some people have your best interest, but it'd be somebody more like me. So I deal with the chronics. The ongoings. I am not great in emergency medicine where, you know, if you need your heart attack stopped in that moment and you're on your way to the ER, let them finish that out. They're fantastic with the life-saving, very quick methods. And we do have a lot of that in naturopathy, but if you're on the way to the ER, go ahead and get it done. But you know, I've pulled people off the path to go get a gallbladder taken out, for example, or go get their kidneys taken out. We've saved that in a second. There's things that we can take that melt down stones and that sort of thing within seconds. And in fact, I have a celebrity chef friend who was in, I want to say Cedars-Sinai, but I don't think that's the one. It's the biggest hospital in Beverly Hills. And he went there and for 7, 8 days, they had him on painkillers and he was just kind of out of it a little bit. And they sent in 7, 8 doctors over that time frame to encourage him to get his gallbladder removed. And I said, on day one, you need to get this, see if they can give you this. And they told him no every single day. So finally, on that last day, he just said, all they're doing is drugging me, sending these doctors in. I'm not going to remove the organ. Things have settled down. And upon, exit of the hospital, they gave him what I had told them to give on day one. So, you know, that was a few pennies versus probably $100,000 surgery. I don't know what the cost is on that.
And
So,
was he better? Was he better?
yeah, totally better.
So how do you, I know, I'm sure you had training for this, but like, how is it complicated? You know, if you're looking at the tongue, face, and fingernail, I mean, can you instantly see? And how do you know what remedy? Is it in books? I mean, did you learn this? Like, how does a naturopath in this century learn what they knew how many years ago? 113 years ago, right? Where did all that information go?
Well, it's still out there, but you definitely have to search for it. I mean, even sometimes when I talk about these kinds of things, these videos get shoved way down on YouTube because they don't want this information out there. I'll give a good example, fasting. The government wants everything in line with the World Health Organization, WHO, right now. So fasting is even spoken about. It's another one that's been spoken about in the Bible. It's very healthy. By day three of a fast, a very particular kind where it's water, and I use just a sea salt, by day three, all of your white blood cells reset. By day four, all of your dopamine receptors reset. It's a very healthy thing to do. Now, the WHO says it's a very dangerous thing to do. So anybody who's talking, if you go do a search on YouTube right now, you probably only find the WHO information, whereas people like me just are, that information is getting shoved down. So we've got to go to other platforms. Yeah,
So
there's
when
books.
you, Randy, when you say they, who are, because I know when we were talking the other day, you kept saying they, and I'm like, who are they? Can you say who they are?
Who doesn't want this information out?
Yeah, who could be in charge of YouTube and get it down? Or like, who has that power to do that?
Well, just like there's a left and a right, left and a right, and there, is good and bad and good versus evil. There are people that are in powerful positions. I can't name names, but I
Right.
can tell you for sure that these things happen. I've had dinks on my YouTube channel. I'm throttled all the time on social media, and I'm just posting healthy things. So, who is that power to be? Well, who runs Facebook? Who runs YouTube? Obviously, somebody in a power position there is making those decisions to not let the information get out to the masses. And that's the thing. And I definitely don't want to like go down this rabbit hole terribly today, but we're poisoned at every angle. Our water is toxic. The toothpaste is toxic. We're all told fluoride was okay. It's not. It's a neurotoxin. It absorbs very quickly into the mouth through the gums and under the tongue, et cetera. It's a very thin area of skin. So, why were we given all of these things? Why is the food so toxic anymore? Bragg's apple cider vinegar. I used to interview Patricia Bragg all the time when I was a Fox affiliate talk show host. And amazing little lady. And she was born in 1925, very healthy, has her own healthy organic ranches. And I think everybody has heard of Bragg's apple cider vinegar. Everybody said, eat, drink that. It's got the mother, et cetera. She sold to Katy Perry, and now they're using Bill Gates's apples. And he's using a system called Apeel, APEEL, I believe is how. And that's very toxic to us. So now Bragg's apple cider vinegar is no longer something that I would ever advocate for any of my clients, never. So, there's a reason why he's buying up all the land. So what's he doing that for? It doesn't seem like he likes the people too much. He acts it, but I don't think he is. So how did these people that don't have our best interests get in power? I don't know. Somebody else in power helped them get there that also doesn't have our best interests in heart. And what people don't understand is that there's Catholics and Protestants and Christians and evangelicals and all these different sects that are out there. There's also something called eugenics. And eugenics thinks that the world is overpopulated. I say maybe the cities are, but if you take a plane across our country, there is so much land to be had still. And eugenicists believe that we're just super overpopulated. So they love to do anything that they can, getting these toxic substances out there so that we don't have the ability to live life to the fullest. And I'll give you some numbers. In America, as of the 2021 census, there's 331.9 million people. So how many of those people do you think make it to over 100 years of age? The Bible says we're supposed to live to be about 125. And there's clear evidence that people back in those days lived way longer. So, how long or how many people do you think make it to over 100?
1%, 2%.
So, what's your number? Give me a number.
I'd have to do some quick math. Okay, out of 331 million, 100,000.
Yeah,
Sounds like a lot, but I
not
would
even.
say no. I would say 10,000
Yeah,
at most.
it's about 89,000 and
Oh.
change. So out of 331 million people, less than 90,000 make it to age 100. That is some really staggering numbers. And okay, so how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
64.
64. So knowing that most people don't make it to 100, you got to look within and go, what am I doing? What am I doing about the toxic air in my house? What am I doing about the toxic foods I'm putting in my body? Am I putting raw material in my body that it needs? So I say this on a lot of shows. My hair, I don't color my hair. I'm 55. I don't mind telling that to anybody. And all of my friends started coloring their hair around, their 20s and 30s. But I never did. I always had super blonde hair. And I heard many years ago an interview with a gentleman who was coming on the hair scene. He was going to be massive on the hair scene. And he said he took his students to go see the cadavers at the college. You know how people donate their body to science. So their heads were cut open to the skull bone. That's what happens when you donate your body to science. You're going to get dug into. And their skull bone was the same color as whatever they were dyeing their hair. So if they dyed their hair red, the skull bone was red, brown, black, blonde, you name it. So, why are cancers high? I would tend to say toxins like that that are seeping through the largest organ on the body, which is our skin. So colognes, perfumes, never on the skin. Somebody told me once, "Oh, don't put that on your clothing. You'll ruin your clothing." Well, I can assure you, I've never had 1 ounce of clothing ever destroyed from putting a perfume on it. But imagine if they're saying that about the clothing, what about your skin, where it absorbs in like that, and it's rotated around your whole entire body in 8 to 10 seconds? It's gone through everything, your entire bloodstream. Veins, capillaries, blood vessels, which runs through your heart, your kidneys, your liver, et cetera, every organ in the body. So do we really want to put those things on our body? And the thing is when I do shows, when I was a Fox affiliate talk show host, when I was on Sean Hannity, when I was on Charlie Ward and countless other shows, I talk about these things. And here's the thing. When I look at the face and the fingernails and the tongue of people and growths like you cannot imagine, that is coming from people putting these toxins in their body. When I go to the grocery store, I literally pretty much stick with just the fruits and the vegetable aisles. I'm not on all of the processed food aisles. I don't even go there unless I'm looking for something that's maybe gluten-free. And everybody's like, "Oh, but the gluten-free, that's just a fad thing." No, it's actually really real. When I see somebody who doesn't eat gluten versus gluten, I see massive damage on the tongue. Our tongue, and everybody listening should go look in the mirror while they're listening to me and look for cracks, crevices, spots, discolorations. The veins that are on the underneath, we know that they're there. I got veins here too, but do I see them? No. And I don't see the blood running through them, but on the underneath of the tongue, it's a very good location for me to see, is your blood thick? Is your blood thin? If it's thin and it's the way it's supposed to be, I shouldn't see it in those veins underneath of the tongue. But in most people, it's very common, I will see blue, black, purple, and thin veins, bulging veins, you name it, all of that shows under there, and that person is in trouble. So it usually stems with the heart, goes into the liver as well. Those are the two main organs that will show there. So if you have blue, black, or purple, and you're listening to this, you definitely need to get in touch with me because you cannot just, ignore the fact that that's going on. I'm a Viking. I'm Norwegian. And my ancestors, they were you know, they got into plenty of fights, and it was with swords and things like that. When they got nicked, they just bled out because they had good diets. They were eating from the land. They were eating from the sea, and they were getting good, clean food. We didn't have all the toxins that we have today. And so it was real easy to bleed out and die very quickly in those days. So, you know, and they warred all the time. But we have the internet today. We have shows like this today where people can get this information and realize, oh my gosh, I'm doing it totally wrong. And I need to make some changes. So if you're coloring your hair, I say, stop coloring your hair. If you're putting the perfumes on, if you're putting the polishes on, if you notice I'm natural, completely natural, I don't put anything on because these breathe. And when we cover them, they're not breathing. They're not able to breathe and they become unhealthy. When I go get a manicure or a pedicure, they always say, oh my gosh, your nails are so strong. You have some of the strongest nails we've ever seen. And they'll not only say that, but then they also get perplexed. You don't want anything on them? No, I just want to get cleaned up. But I will say this too. The cuticles that we all go and get pushed back and taken off, those are actually protective barriers. So they're there for a reason. And so, you know, if you don't like to go get manicures, pedicures, whatever, leave them on because they're there as a protective barrier. You become exposed when you actually remove them. So as far as
can you just go back to one thing with the hair?
Okay.
You yes. said you don't color your hair. What are you doing that has your hair color still, you know, that you didn't go gray? Is that just genetic or is there something you're doing that has you not lose the color?
Yeah. In here, I have a drink and I always am drinking. I take a very nice amount of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, some herbal tinctures all through the day. I don't really ever go a day without it. If I go out and I have a glass of wine, for example, at dinner, I make sure I come back. I have certain minerals that I will take that are very specific to keeping the blood sugar levels regulated out. So, you know, it's not the end of the world if I go and have a dessert. Now, that's going to be a processed sugar, which I'm totally against those. I like sugar in more natural forms, like the honeybees, a good clean one, not the factory farms that's sold in the grocery stores. You got to find a local guy. Support the local people. Support the local farmers. I like a grade A or a grade B, 100% maple syrup. So I'm not getting processed sugars is the point. Probably there is that in wine. So that's why I make sure that I take certain minerals to offset that. But every day I take an enormous amount in a powder form. You know, years ago when I was a kid, I remember the commercials for one a day. Remember one a day as that came out and Centrum and all that. Those are super low dose of vitamins. I don't think they even have minerals in them. I don't know. But they never differentiated between a 100-pound person or a 500-pound person. They just said, take one a day. So you weren't getting anything out of that. And today, all of those things are coming out of China. And do you really want anything out of China? So,
Randy, we have a caller on line one. Do you want to take a question?
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. Hey, Randy.
Hi there.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, I have a question and it starts, I have a couple questions, but the first one starts with what's the best way for a person to make useful use of what you provide by way of information or looking or review? And so, you know, how would a person who doesn't have any complaints, is healthy, well, apparently going along, but says, you know, I like what this person, this woman is saying, what you're saying. And I would certainly like to know in a practical and usable way, you know, where I am and where I might want to go. And the background for this is I've seen so many periods of time when people were, you know, all behind what I thought to be silly, crazy, wacko things. For example, you know, no fat in this, non-fat, and all that, all these fattest type of ways of living that didn't seem to jibe with my experience of elders who ate healthy and lived good and you know, lived right. You know, I never modeled up my life to, you know, categorically avoid this. Remember the cholesterol thing? And no, just nonsense after a while.
So let me go into that. So in the diet itself, if you look at, say, you know, Hillary, you're in your 60s. So how long did your mom and dad make it till?
My dad died at 92. My mom is 93. She's still alive.
Okay. So, and their parents, do you know how old they were?
My mom's mom, was 90s. No, she's asking me. Okay. So, yeah, my mom's mom was 90s. The rest, grandfather's probably 60s. And the other grandmother, maybe late 80s.
Okay. So, and that's the thing with the older generation. So, and I'm answering his question by having this part of the discussion.
Okay.
So our grandparents typically, not my parents, mine are in their 70s. So, but their parents lived to be into their upper 80s and their parents lived to be into their 90s and hundreds. They didn't have the internet and all this craziness of don't eat fat foods or, you know, only have this kind of milk or dairy was the enemy. They grew up with milk and eggs and lard and tallow, not canola oil, olive oil, avocado oil, et cetera. So I'm going to give you why those things are killing us early and why only 90 some thousand people or a little less are making it to age 100. Though ever since the internet came out, those things kind of came on the scene. It started with Crisco. That came out before the internet actually. And those are heart clogging. Number one cause of death in this country is heart disease. And there will be somewhere around 12 to 13 million people around the world this year that will die of that. And about 19 million people around the world that will die of cancer or cancer-related issues. So when I look at the tongue and I see certain things in there, I know that that person is eating the oils. And when I went on Sean Hannity Radio, the Twitter feed blew up because of what I'm about to say. So if you take a bite out of an apple, and I didn't explain it that good on the Sean Hannity show, so I'm going to give it to you even better. So when you take a bite out of an apple, the apple was fine sitting on the counter, lasts weeks and weeks, right? So, but once you take the bite out and now you've broken through its protective shell, it's now exposed to oxygen. So it's oxidizing. So what does that apple look like after about 30 minutes? How about
brown?
Yeah, 30 days, 3 months, etc. It's oxidizing and it's becoming rotten and rancid. And so the oils, and I don't care what oil, is the exact same. So once you open the almond, the olive, the coconut, the clock starts ticking because it's exposed to oxygen and it's oxidizing. And so we have to eliminate those things fully out of the diet unless you are grinding up your own almonds in the moment and you're extracting the oil in the moment and you're eating that within that first hour. That's totally good. It's full of nutrition. Fantastic. So the things that have to be eliminated are the wheat, barley, rye, oatmeal, and buckwheat. They have things that are very destructive to our digestive tract. Glutens, gliadins, and phagopyrenes. I'm one of the only doctors in the world talking about phagopyrenes. So, and really gliadins. Gluten, even if an oatmeal, for example, says that it's gluten-free, it still has the evil twin brother gliadin in it. And then buckwheat, they'll say that that one is okay, that it's gluten-free, but it has something so destructive called phagopyrene. So this is for life. So when I go into a restaurant, I don't have the breads. Chances are they're going to have all of that in it. A gluten, a gliadin, or a phagopyrene, you got to be very careful what you're buying in the stores. Because even Breads like Ezekiel will say gluten-free, but then they'll have oatmeal in them. Same with granola bars and granola cereals. You have to be very careful of all that. So you've got to eliminate all of these oils in a bottle. No fried foods. That is death very quickly. These are all heart cloggers, all heart killers. That's why heart disease is right up there. Number one cause of death in America. Okay. It's like number two in the world, and the cancers are number one in the world.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teachers' plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. KIKORI.
Do you ever feel like you can't say what you really want to say? Or that you're stuck or in a holding pattern in your relationships, career, personal life, or finances? Are there things you want in life that you've given up on? Are you resigned that this is as good as it's going to get? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Hillary Burns, host of the Getting Real with Hillary Show, has the solution you need. Hillary is a published author of 3 books and has a program called the Getting Real Process. This process frees you from what is holding you back, allowing you to create a life you love. Don't believe it? It is hard to believe that it could work, isn't it? The proof is that hundreds of Hillary's clients have used the Getting Real Process and are now free to create whatever they want in relationships, career, finances, enjoying life, or just loving themselves more. So go to realtalkwithhillary.com and order Hillary's book, Real Talk, and set up a conversation.
Thank you for that. Thank you to our sponsor, KikoriApp.com. And I guess the caller was dropped. Sorry about that. And we will just keep going. It's always interesting to go live, right? You never know what's happening. One listener, it keeps buffering, and I don't know why she's on her phone. So I apologize for that. So we're back to Randy. And where were we? I got a little distracted. We were with the glutens and the
Yes, we have to stop agreeing to our own extinction. And we do that by eliminating those things out of our diets. And fats are good. Our bodies need fats, because he had brought that up. You know, if I have a cup of coffee, I'm putting a heavy whipping cream in it. I love that. Now, that's not whipped cream. It's heavy whipping cream. And, you know, dairy was never the enemy. It's the factory farming that really makes it the enemy. So again, you look for local farmers, you support the little guy. And you know, for me to even get into this field, when I was a little kid, when I was somewhere around 8, 9, 10 years of age, I was having urinary tract infections, UTIs. A lot of people are familiar with that. And hygiene wasn't an issue, because, you know, we had a bath every day and or a shower. And but I still got them. And so my mom took me to the doctor and he said, stick out your tongue. And instead of taking that dispenser, that popsicle stick, and putting it all the way on the tongue, he put it at just the tip of my tongue and he actually was looking at my tongue. So he started asking her about my diet, et cetera, and told her to have me remove things, just restrict completely from those things. And once we did it, to this point, I'm 55 now, have never had another UTI. So it has very much to do with the diet when we're getting sick. So when you're in the grocery store, to the caller, stay away from all of the processed foods, get them out. Like our grandparents were not eating those things. They were growing their own food. They would, you know, cook over a fireplace, take the ash, go dump it into the garden. It got tilled up into the ground, and then the mineral was in the food from the wood ash. And so they lived longer. They were living to be 90s and hundreds. And now, like, it's very uncommon to make it that far. 331.9 million people and about 89,000 will make it to 100. That's a staggeringly low number. It should be much higher. And it tells me that I have a lot of work to do. And it shows like this, Hillary, that make it possible to get that word out, to tell everybody, stop shopping and buying those total toxic foods. If it doesn't say organic, then it's like going to the hardware store and just grabbing chemical and drinking it. And I'm not advocating that. I'm saying that's what it's like when we eat these foods that have the pesticide on them. So we've got to eliminate that. So no fried foods, no processed meats. What is that? Well, the local guy doesn't stick chemicals in it, but when it goes through the process, it gets filled up with things like nitrates and nitrites. And what that does is it shuts the thyroid's ability off to regulate your body's temperature. Then also other things happen, goiters, you know, cysts and tumors in that area. So just get rid of those things. And so you only want to buy from the food where they're bragging that there's no nitrates or nitrites in the food, like bacons, salamis, lunch meats. So make sure everything that you're eating is very clean, that that animal was out frolicking in the pasture, enjoying its life, and not on a feedlot being fed the gluten grains that are totally unnatural to that animal's diet. And it's meant to grow that animal faster. So if it grows that animal faster, what does it do to us? So just support the little guys in getting very healthy food where they're not shooting them up with all kinds of, you know, shots for whatever reason. There's many reasons why they give them. So you want to keep that all clean, keep it all clean. And that will help you to live a longer life. And then because we don't get these nutrients in the food anymore, the farmers have figured out that they only need 3 nutrients to grow a plant, but yet the human body needs about 91, 92, 93 different nutrients every day. So how are you getting it in the food? You're not. And anybody that's come to me like as a vegan, they're a mess. I've got a 30-year vegan who just came to me. For 30 years, she had dry eye. In 30 days, we had it gone. She came to me with 7 compression fractures. Why 7? Because her whole core, every vegan's core is just slowly going away because you're not getting things in the diet to actually keep you strong.
Can I ask you, so with the farmers who know they need 3 nutrients, but we really need what, 9 or 19, how do they get them in? Do you think that's in the organic food?
No, I think the organic food is very depleted. I don't think anybody can go through life anymore without supplementation. So that's why, you know, I drink the powder drinks. I take, you know, essential fatty acids every single day.
And where do you get yours from? Like, how did you find, or do you make it yourself? Where do you get that from?
Yeah, I work with an 84-year-old doctor. If you remember the show, Wild Kingdom, do you remember that in the 70s? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was run by Marlon Perkins. Yes. So, yeah. And
my father's favorite show.
It was mine too. I loved it.
Yes.
You know, he'd be out there talking, whispering in the bush about the animal.
I used to do an imitation that cracked my father up so bad. Yeah. It's his favorite thing. Yeah.
So the doctor of veterinary medicine that worked with Marlon Perkins bought Mineral Mines so that we could have that. And we have a 10,000 year plus supply. So past that, people are going to have to figure it out. But people can just contact me and then I get them those minerals, those 90 plus minerals a day. And if they have issues, blood sugar issues, blood pressure issues, even cancers, we deal with that all the time. Even just in the last weekend, I got a text message from one of my clients who had a stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And they said that he's tested no cancer now. And we've been working with him maybe 6, 7 months.
Wow. Right here, we have another caller on line one.
Okay.
Hello.
Haley. Hello.
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to ask if, I wanted to ask Dr. Randy's opinion on the carnivore diet.
Okay. So I like,
yeah,
I like all different diets, but only for a limited time. I do not like carnivore ongoing, because what I have found is people that do carnivore ongoing, they come to me a mess, just like the vegans do. So, it's a different situation though. In the carnivore diet, the people are coming to me with more elevated blood pressure issues, because our bodies need a variety. So when we take things out, I've been on shows where they said that milk and eggs were the enemy, but those are things that we've been eating since the dawn of time. In fact, an egg is one of the most perfect foods. It's like great for hair, skin, and nails. It's great for the brain. It's great for the reproductive area, the heart, all of it. So I like carnivore, but you still have to supplement going through the carnivore diet. I like vegan, but you got to supplement while going through the vegan diet. If you do not, your core falls apart. Other things will show up because they break, because the body has to have 91 to 93 essential nutrients daily. And you will not get that straight out of carnivore. You'll get some, and you will not get it straight out of a vegan or all the other different types of diets out there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay, we have a question. Supplements today are all from large corporations.
Not true.
Are they good for us?
The large corporation ones are probably not. They're sourcing them out of China, most likely. So there's also been undercover studies done, investigations, if you will, where I don't remember if this one was on like Dateline or 60 Minutes, but they went in and they picked up all the ginkgo biloba when it was like all the rage, from this company, that company, da, 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 the most amazing packages, et cetera, from high price to low price. And the most expensive ones had zero ginkgo biloba in them. So, and then most ingredients are coming from China. So China sold drywall to Floridians that killed a lot of them, gave them cancers, destroyed their lungs. They sold flip-flops to children at Walmart that gave third-degree chemical burns. Those were things that were all recalled because it was so disastrous. So imagine what we don't know that they're putting in the nutrients. And also purchases on companies like Amazon. There's a lot of great things on Amazon. But I will say nutrients I do not trust on Amazon. I saw this company one time talking on their website, how they said, if you find this product anywhere else, do not buy it because we don't sell anywhere but right here. So I thought, oh, that's interesting. Let me go to that Amazon site and see what I find. And sure enough, there it was. It had thousands of reviews, but yet this company's saying that's not there. So I thought, okay, I'm going to buy it. So I bought the product. The labels on Amazon and the company direct were identical. But when the product came, completely different ingredients in the product from their product. So, and I messaged Amazon and I said, you know, how can you sell this knowing you see the reviews? They were like in the toilet bowl, which was destroying that company's name and reputation.
Right.
And I said, on top of it, all you have to do is see these reviews. You can see it's not even the same product, but yet you're still selling it. And they've pirated the label, the bottle, everything was pirated. So I don't trust nutrients on Amazon at all. So
did Amazon answer? Did they ever answer?
They never did. No, they never answered me back. And I will say my minerals come out of the ground out of Utah, and they're very specific. Our EFA, I have a real beef with most of the EFA, if not all of the EFA that's out there being sold. So if you have a bottle, and remember what I said about the oils, EFA is an oil. It's a fish oil. Okay. So what happens, what we do, I'll say it like this. We catch cold Icelandic water fish, flash freeze them. Then we extract the oil. It comes off of their liver, so people know. It comes off of the liver, and that's immediately encapsulated. But our guys are in nitrogen-filled rooms, no oxygen, because what did I say? Things oxidize. So these are nitrogen-filled rooms. These guys are on oxygen masks, and that oil is immediately encapsulated. I don't know of any other company in the world that's doing that. So if you're taking a bad EFA, go into a nursing home and look at all the people with all the brown spots all over their bodies, all up and down their arms. They're eating rotten and rancid fish oil. They're probably also getting rotten and rancid canola oil, vegetable oil, you know, almond oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, all of them. They're rotten and rancid because they've all been exposed. So then you look at the fish oils on the market that are in bottles where they're not encapsulated at all. So lid on, lid off, and you can pour. That is continually exposed to oxygen. There's an air gap between the oil itself and the top of the lid sitting in there through the processing, through the warehouse, through the delivery, to the time that you use it. Imagine how many months have gone by. So look at the people in the nursing homes. They have spots all over them. What you see on the outside, take that times millions on the inside, including even on the brain. So it really is just an absolute early killer to the people. Again, we march forward to our own extinction. We have to say no to those things. And the thing is if we stop buying the bad, they're not going to make it. They're going to only make what we want. So we have to make what, or we have to buy what we want.
So then what kind do you use, or you don't?
No, the fish oil, I use an EFA. Yeah. It's the exact one I told you where it's the only one I know of. So people can just contact me to get it. And it's the only one I know of that's actually processed properly. So A44, I'll give out my number, A44-275-1056. 844-275-1056 is by the same doctor of veterinary medicine. So, and the thing is he was a doctor of veterinary medicine, but he cured pretty much everything in animals first and then brought the cures to the people. And I work with him every day. So, you know, he's 84, he's doing fantastic. He had never been in a hospital his whole entire life. Until one time he was up in Canada and he was walking along and, you know, at the time he was probably 79 or 80 and it was dark out and there was a manhole, but the cover wasn't on. Yeah. So at 79 or 80, he's such a super healthy man, drops down into it and he's immediately punctured by rebar. And so he went to the hospital there and they wanted to remove his legs because they were so damaged from that. And after 3 days, he said, nope, I'm going to go home. He got a flight back to the States. And from then on, he's been taking care of himself. He kept his legs. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you gave us your number. Where else can they look? Can people look for information, or is it just to call you? Like, you have your website.
Yep. The website is The Body Can, because the body can heal itself. So The Body Can, C-A-N, and be careful because it'll get spell checked in the search engines. But The Body Can, that website.com is full of information if they want to schedule. I have three different types of appointments. Those are my main basics. I also have cancer packages and family packages. But the three main types are just a consultation where you don't want me to look at your pictures. You just want to talk to me. Totally good with that. In the MD world, you'll talk to that doctor like 3 to 5 minutes, probably. He leaves and the nurse is there, takes over. You get me for the full appointment. The second type is where I'm just looking at the tongue only. These are not once and done appointments. Hillary, I wouldn't want you to come and have me look at your tongue one time. So I put multiple appointments into that. Okay. So I charge up front, but you get multiple appointments. And then the next one is where I look at the face, fingernails, tongue, and any marks of concern on the body, because people have growths all over their body all the time. And so I need to see that. For example, I took on a client just in the last 24 hours, a 33-year-old man who for almost 2 years has this little growth in his mouth, under his tongue, growing. He thinks it's cancer. I don't really think it's cancer. But when he's ready to go get a test, he can. But we put together a protocol based on everything that I saw that will not only address everything that the organs were saying, but also to go after that little growth. I think it'll be completely gone in 4 to 6 months. So we'll see. And then every 30 days, he will send me a fresh set of photos. And I look at those, and that's the same with the tongue analysis. Every 30 days, you send another set of photos. I look at those, and we make sure that we're totally on track. If something needs to change, whatever. And also, I'm like a pocket doctor. If you have a question before that first 30 days, you text it to me. People, if they got to talk to me, they text me and say, hey, I need to talk to you. I pick up the phone. So they get crazy amazing service with me. I'm very hands-on, and I have a couple of assistants that work with me that become, we're all like family. Once somebody becomes a client, it's amazing. So it's not cold and unfeeling like going to an MD typically feels. To get a phone call to him, you know, after the original appointment is probably not going to be too easy. You know, it's going to go through the nurse. There's going to be gatekeepers. It's not that way.
Is there any, we just have a couple, well, you know what, we just have a minute left. So, okay, you gave them how they can reach you. What would you like to say in closing? Like, what's your vision for the world? How would you like to see things? What, you know, what's your mission kind of?
So I would like to see these cancers and heart diseases drop way down to nothing. And I think that they can. The thousand plus so-called incurables. Imagine what you're sitting here listening to me and you know you're at home suffering from it. I don't care what it is. The only things that are not reversible are things like if you got a knee replacement and you got titanium in there, I can't get that cartilage to regrow. However, before that operation, we can. So I don't care what it is, diabetes, cancers, autoimmunes, you name it, fill in the blank. It's in my firm opinion and belief that it's reversible. So pick up the phone and quit suffering so that we can reverse these and we can together help save the world. You're one person and you can join the crusade in getting this done.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. This has been very informative and fascinating, and let's all get healthy. So it's good to know that we can, right? That it's possible.
Exactly.
And please, you want to show your book again? Yes.
Yeah.
And here's everybody, your best-selling book, Tongue Tales.
Awareness about the tongue to children. The nice little giraffe tongue. And, you know, get this Christmas, yeah, birthdays, baby showers, you name it. It's a bestseller. The new cover is going to have, you know, that logo on it that shows that it's a bestseller. Get that and help me to start educating people at a young age, because adults don't know that the tongue means something. So let's start with the next generations.
And where can they get that?
This is on Amazon. I don't hate Amazon, okay. But this is on Amazon and they can get it there. It's very inexpensive too. So
there you go. All right. Well, thank you so much, Randy. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for your knowledge. Thank you for what you're doing for the world. And we'll see you soon.
And you're a part of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for watching this episode. I started getting real with Hillary when I discovered that I was a people-pleasing, pleasant phony and wanted to be more of my real self. We can grow together. If you will like the show, subscribe to my channel, and share this episode with your friends and family so that we can have a world that's more real.